This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. In Austin today, both the Senate and the House adjourned, bringing the 85th legislative session to a close. That was expected. The state constitution gives a legislature exactly 140 days to run a regular session. What wasn't totally expected was the drama that ramped up as the session was winding down. KERA's Christopher Connolly covers politics, and he joins me now. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Justin.
So, a war of words between lawmakers over the past few days, a tit-for-tat killing of bills the other chamber wanted to see passed. Amid those rising tensions, there was also a scuffle on the House floor just before the House adjourned. What happened?
Well, there was some jostling and some pushing and threats of violence, all of it over SB4. That's the anti-sanctuary cities bill that's been passed and already signed by the governor.
This is the bill that makes it illegal for public officials to not fully cooperate with federal immigration authorities. Why did this come up?
Well, it came up because immigrant rights groups were protesting. One last chance, I guess, to register their anger over what many of them call a quote-unquote, show me your papers bill. They say that because it lets police officers ask for the immigration status of people they've stopped. So the protests spilled into the House gallery. Protesters in red shirts, they chanted, cheered, and unfurled a big banner that said, we'll see you in court. Work in the House came to a standstill for about half an hour while DPS officers removed those protesters from the chamber.
So that's when the scuffle happened?
Yes, but it wasn't with the protesters. It was on the House floor, between lawmakers. It seems to have started when Irving Republican Matt Rinaldi told a couple of Latino House Democrats that he'd called federal immigration authorities on the protesters.
They said some things to me. I said some things back to them. Both of it was designed to incite each other, obviously, as sometimes happens in these passionate issues.
Rinaldi says he was jostled and threatened with violence by one lawmaker, and Rinaldi threatened to shoot him in self-defense. Fort Worth Democrat Ramon Romero said that by calling immigration and customs enforcement on protesters, Rinaldi made the point that many critics of SB 4 have, that it's a bill based on prejudice and it would lead to racial profiling.
He saw the crowd and he saw illegals. He saw people that, whether he likes to accept it or not, in his heart, he has hate for those people and he wants to see them gone. Wants to see them gone so much to the point that he called ICE.
It's not clear if anyone is planning on taking legal action after that fight.
So this happened right after the House adjourned. The Senate adjourned a bit later. But now everyone's been talking about having a special session. Why?
Well, Dan Patrick really wants one. That's the short answer. He wants to see action on a bill limiting bathrooms that transgender people can use and another that would make it harder for local governments to raise property taxes. The House has really not been interested in the more stringent versions of those that the Senate has passed. So kind of stuck in the middle, there's a handful of totally unrelated commissions.
Wait, what?
Right. So this kind of gets arcane pretty quickly. So there's a handful of professional licensing boards that are slated to shut down next year because the legislature didn't reauthorize them. One of those is the Texas Medical Board, which decides things like who can call themselves a doctor, and it disciplines bad physicians. Other boards that are also slated to be shut down regulate social workers, psychologists, and other therapists. House members over the weekend, they held a press conference that said, we did our part, the Senate hasn't. Dan Patrick held his own press conference saying that's not true. Patrick seems to be hoping that the whole thing will force Governor Greg Abbott to call a special session.
So will Abbott do it?
He was asked about that today. He said he's frustrated that the legislature didn't reauthorize those agencies. Abbott said he'll be making an announcement over whether or not he will call a special session later this week. But he made it clear that if he does, it's going to be on his agenda, not anybody else's.
The time and the topics are solely up to the governor of the state of Texas. And we will be, if we have a special session, convening only on the topics that I choose at the time of my choosing.
The governor generally doesn't like special sessions, and there is a price tag that could be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars if a special session does get called. Back in 2013, PolitiFact estimated that a 30-day special session would cost around $800,000 in lawmaker and staff costs alone. That doesn't include the cost of keeping the Capitol building open and working.
Christopher Connolly covers politics for KERA. Chris, thanks.
You're welcome.